It's a sunny fall day in October, and I'm in the center of a tiny cemetery.
That's over here.
About 20 minutes outside Spokane with Michael Corey. He's an editor for the radio show Reveal.
I found James Poole. He's on the wall.
He is. Yeah, you're right. There he is. For months, I've been trying to track down this Jesuit priest, James Poole. In the 1970s, he sexually abused an Alaska Native woman named Elsie Boudreau. Poole died this spring.
I'm just going to look here.
I have a list of priests accused of sexual abuse on my phone.
John P. Leary.
And as Mike and I walk through the headstones.
Who was he again?
Former president of Gonzaga.
We figure out that more than 50 of the 640 Jesuits buried
Bernard
here were accused
of
sexual abuse. That's more
Coveland,
than 8%.
Doyle, Dominic Doyle. He was not a good dude. Francis Duffy.
This is the official cemetery for the former Oregon province of the Jesuits.
Thomas Connolly.
That region used to include Montana, Idaho, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska.
They're all here.
Yeah, they're all here. Like, you could spend all day here being like, check, check, check.
Now it's part of Jesuits West. Over the last year, Mike and I looked at online data from Bishop Accountability, which tracks clergy sexual abuse all over the world. In the Oregon province, the number of Jesuits with accusations of sexual abuse is more than 3 times higher than any other Jesuit province in the nation.
In retrospect, was there something that caused you to, you know, engage and cross the line?
Yes.
In 2003, James Poole was sued by Elsie Boudreau. Her lawyer asked Poole about his upbringing in this deposition from 2005.
I grew up in a broken home and very lonely, had no relationships with girls. My mother always loved me, but I was sort of took that for granted.
In the deposition, Poole says his father was abusive, an alcoholic. He says the Jesuits didn't provide him with adequate sex education. Church and court documents show he sexually abused children and young women for decades. And the Jesuits tried to keep Poole out of the public eye. He retired to Spokane, where he was assigned a job reserved for priests who get in serious trouble, tending the cemetery, this very cemetery, which is also kind of lonely.
So if you go through that iron gate and you just go down that road behind the trees there, I mean, you can see the top of the school through the trees. That's it. I mean, that's a K-12 school. Mm-hmm. And you can walk right up to it.
We find kids, girls in plaid skirts, boys in blue sweater vests, playing soccer. It's recess. A few weeks later, I visit Father John Whitney. He's a parish priest at St. Joseph's in the heart of Seattle. Back in 2002, he led the Jesuits' former Oregon province. He's the one who assigned James Poole to work in this cemetery.
Do you think that James Poole went to hell?
What I believe is purgatory. I fear, at least the last time I saw Jim Poole, that I'm not sure he let go in the sense of owning up to what he had done.
Did the Jesuits create their own purgatory on Earth? After all, court documents, letters, and assignment records show accused Jesuits were moved around the Northwest for decades. When they reached retirement, they went to live comfortably on Gonzaga University's campus. Then they died quietly. They were never criminally charged or prosecuted because the legal framework for that had timed out.
Some of the people deserve to be in jail and be kept from the society.
He means the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits. A few days after James Poole died back in March, Elsie Boudreau sent me a text message. It was short. Hi, Emily. So Poole died on the 6th at 94 years old.
I don't think it's over. Like, I don't think I'll ever, it'll always be in my memory. But what's over is that having to carry that shame, that part is over for me.
These days, she works with victims of sexual abuse in Alaska. She's a social worker and runs her own nonprofit. When she filed her civil lawsuit in 2003, she became the first Alaska Native victim of clergy sex abuse to publicly identify her abuser. Her case was one of hundreds that eventually forced the Catholic Diocese in Fairbanks, Alaska, to declare bankruptcy. 11 months later, civil lawsuits also forced the former Oregon province into bankruptcy. Their $166 million settlement was the third largest in Catholic Church history. But for Boudreau, closure hasn't quite come.
I wish I could say 100% there are no priests out there hurting children. And I don't know that because I don't see them as having done anything to ensure that 100%.
Jesuits West this month released an updated list that names priests in the region who have been accused of sexual abuse. The people of God rightly demand and deserve transparency on the part of church leadership, reads a statement. But when we looked it over, we couldn't find 13 names that had been previously released by the Jesuits or other dioceses. And some information is inaccurate, including James Poole's death date.